Good morning and shalom. Blessed be Jesus. We want to look at a new book. And the book we want to learn is a one chapter book called the book or the letter to Philemon. Now, this is a very, very unique letter because the letter to Philemon was written by Paul. And Paul wrote this letter while he was still in prison. And he wrote it to an elder of the church at Colossae, or the Colossians church. So Philemon was probably an elder in that church. And Philemon was a rich man. And Philemon had slaves. It was approximated that during the Roman Empire, that one out of three was a slave. That if you counted if you counted three people, one, two, three, or even four, because this is an approximation. If you counted one, two, three, four, one person was a slave. This was a very high level of slavery. It means that so big a population was slavery, a quarter, 25%. That was a very great number. Now, slavery institution was so bad that one was not supposed to leave that state. And slaves, by then, they were not considered as human beings. They were considered to be subjects, just like any other time. Now, even killing of a slave was not just considered to be such a grave because they were an object. It was something for you. They were not people, because they had no rights. Now, here was a man called Philemon, who had already become a believer. So the question is, how do they relate with slaves? Paul is coming in to bring the knowledge about Jesus, the freedom of Jesus Christ, without interfering with this institution, without fighting the system itself, but by allowing the truth of the gospel to transform from inside. It is true, Jesus could have condemned the institution of slavery. Jesus never condemned this institution per se. And Paul never also condemned this institution. But he wanted the truth of the gospel to transform, to change the people, and then change this evil institution. So he was writing to Philemon. Now, this study focuses on understanding the principle of appealing and forgiving and reconciliation. And he was writing and appealing on behalf of a dear person called Onesimus. Onesimus was a slave, a runaway slave. Philemon, runaway slave. So when he ran away, one mistake, then he had already taken something like stealing, second mistake. Now, Philemon had a right to kill and to destroy Philemon without any warning. But Onesimus, when he ran away, he went to where Paul was. And through Paul's chain, he spoke to him and he converted. And so Paul considered him as a believer and he started ministering to Paul. But Paul wanted to bring him back to his former master. But this time he wanted his former master to accept him, not just a slave, but as a brother. Now, this was a very great or tough thing to do those days, because Paul was risking the whole institution could backfire on him. All if God gives him grace, he could have transformed the whole institution of slavery. And indeed, he did that. We thank God. This small letter is a very practical letter, and it was able to change the slave industry or the slave institution, because all the brothers started obeying the voice of God. And I think this is the way we can be able to change all this such. So this letter also help us to know how we can be able to appeal on behalf of a dear person, or on behalf of a person to another person. We appeal to the law court, that it can also help us to do advocacy, or how to appeal or to advocate for someone before God. This case study in Colossians church explained how the gospel of Jesus would which was able to transfer us, or was able to transfer both a slave and a master from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, by empowering both the persons with the doctrinal, with the personal, with practical and additional instructions. And so this letter will be focusing on the main basis of doing that, which is called agape love. That there's no way that Philemon could have accepted Onesimus unless they apply what we call agape love, which is the foundation of forgiveness, which is foundation of even our appealing, our prayer, which is the foundation of the reconciliation of the former slave, runaway slave, to this master. But remember, he's not only appealing to his former master, he is also writing to the wife of the former master. He's also writing to the family where Philemon, not only to the Philemon's family, even to the house church, or what we call the cell church, because there was a church that was meeting here. Remember, when Onesimus did this, all the slaves could have done this, and there could have been confusion. So Paul did not want anything that would cause confusion in the kingdom of God, because if Onesimus was not either forgiven or punished, this could have made all the other slaves to run away, and that could have caused a lot of chaos even in the Roman institution by then. So Paul had to really work on it and write in a way that he could appeal. He could not force. That way he could not force. Earlier on in the book of Colossians, Paul had written some additional instruction. Colossians 3, verse 22, here says, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eyes is on you and to carry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence of the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart." He's still speaking to to the slaves, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. So you see, Paul did not fight the institution directly, but he taught them how to live as God's people. Even when they are slaves, they can live above this. "Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving." Yes, you are a slave, but you are serving Christ. "Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrong, for there is no favoritism." Then he said to the masters, this is early on before he wrote to Philemon. He says, "Masters," together with Philemon, Of course, this letter was led even to Philemon. So Philemon had already received this information together with the other slave masters. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair. This is good appealing. He had appealed for them because you know that you also have a master in heaven. What a great instruction that Paul had given, telling them that don't forget that you still have a master in heaven. So whatever you are doing, do it knowing that Jesus is your master. And so when he write this letter to Philemon, he was appealing on behalf of love. And Philemon had either to obey the word of God as a believer or to go on living like any other slave owner. So Paul said, so look at how Paul appealed on behalf of love as a foundation. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brothers. That's Philemon, verse 1. I want to go up to verse 8, or aloud there. To Philemon, our dear friend, and his and fellow worker. He began by saying, Philemon, you are a dear friend. I am Paul. I am a prisoner of Christ. I'm with Timothy, our brother. Philemon knew these people. Philemon knew Timothy. Philemon, because he could have visited Paul in Ephesians when Paul also preached. Because remember, Paul had never been to Colossae. It means that Philemon could have also come to where Paul was preaching in Ephesus, where the church was started by Epaphras. And maybe him, Philemon. And so Paul says, look, this is Paul. I am a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and I'm writing to you. So to you, Philemon, you are my dear friend. You are also a fellow worker. What a good introduction he began with them by introducing this person. That you are. So I'm appealing to you as a dear friend. And I'm also appealing to you as a fellow worker. We are working in the same kingdom. Then he says to Apphias, our sister. This Apphias could have been maybe the wife of Philemon. And Archippus, this could have also been his son. And then he says to Archippus, our fellow soldier. And then he said to the church that meets in your home. Why is it that Paul is appealing to all this? Why is he pleading to all this? Because the runaway Onesimus had had a negative impact to the whole man, to his family, and to the church that met in his home. Then he says, grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayer. He began by saying, I remember you in my prayer, you family of Philemon and the church that meets in your praise, because I hear about your love for all his holy people and your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So he appealed to what already, the good news he have heard about him. And this, I hear about your love. And so he is going to appeal on the same love. Please extend this love a little more. I hear that you've been walking on the path of love and the path of faith. So on the path that you are walking, please continue a little more. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing to share for the sake of Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement. So he's still spoken about his love. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. Then he continued, therefore, although I Although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do. Paul says, I could have ordered you as an apostle, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. It is none other than Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So he says, I'm appealing to you on behalf of love. Whatever I want to appeal to, it is on behalf of love. You please hear me as a friend, and as a friend, and as a loving friend. Our love for God, our love for one another. What is love? Love is the joy you draw from the joy of another. If that suffices, if that stands, then love would make us to do all things that made God to send Jesus. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his own begotten son. So God came to us when we were his enemies, when we were sinners. God sent Jesus Christ. Jesus accepted to come. Well, we were yet his enemies, when we had also stolen from him the grace and glory from him. When we were not friends with him, that's when Christ came. But he came on behalf of love. So he's telling Philemon, this is what God is all about, love. Please, let's obey on behalf of love. Father, give us the grace to obey on behalf of love. In Jesus' name.